are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. My name is Kim Crable, and I'm delighted to have you join us today. I invite you to grab your coffee, your water, whatever you would like to have, curl up, but be sure and get a pen or pencil, a piece of paper, because you're going to want to take notes today as we continue on our focus with confronting and conquering those things that are holding you back. What are the things that are keeping us from living our best life? What are the things that are keeping us from the more that we know that is deep inside us? That's what this season on Coffee with Kim is all about, because I lived too many years wishing and hoping that I could be the more, that I could do the things that I knew were taking my heart to do, but I just didn't understand that I truly had been empowered to make those changes, but I didn't understand how. So that's why this season is dedicated to us confronting those issues and really taking the steps, knowing the principles. And I am going to be each week presenting a guest or someone that I personally know who has confronted something in their life and have pushed beyond and are now living their best life. So today I am so excited to bring on a friend of mine. She is a celebrity makeup artist. She is a television and radio host. She has authored a children's book, other books. She's the executive director, and she's an entrepreneur. Her name is Jackie Phillips, and she is coming to us from New York to share with us her story of just so much. And, you know, I could go on and read, but I want Jackie to tell you herself. So welcome, my dear friend, Jackie Phillips. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm just honored to be here. What a privilege.
Well, you know how much I love you. We met. Let's talk about that just a minute. Jackie, tell our friends who are listening how we met.
So we originally met at Christian Women in Media Association in New York City. I'm one of the leaders for that group in New York City. And you came to one of our events. And as soon as we met, we were instant friends. Like, we definitely knew we were kindred spirits. And we started talking immediately. And you shared with me about your book and how you wanted to do prison ministry. And mm-hmm. I was already doing prison ministry, and I invited you to join us. And I said, I think we should do something together. And mm-hmm. very quickly, I believe that was in November of 2017, yeah. February, we were in Florida at the Lowell Correctional Institute, which we learned that day, if you remember, is the biggest prison for women. And it has the biggest population for life in prison and people on death row. And we spoke there that day. And you were amazing that day, Kim. You lit that room on fire.
Well, I don't know. Do you remember that we had some problems getting there? So I ran in and I didn't even have time to change clothes. It was really the traffic, there was accidents, and it was really kind of crazy, everything that happened. But when I did make it, there, I kind of walked in feeling a little less than, because there's beautiful Jackie, and there I am, and, like, I hadn't even put on makeup in, like, 14 hours. But you know what? I got over myself and walked right up there beside Miss Gorgeous, as you are, and we just let God work through us. And so, and it really was. And so for those listeners who are on, you know, that was how we met. And at the Christian Women's event, I actually had been asked to serve on the board. And so I went up. I've been trying to meet the incredible women who are there. And, boy, it is filled with incredible men and women, which Jackie, you are definitely one of. And we definitely connected because we began sharing our stories. Both of us have realized that connecting is really in sharing. Connecting is really learning to go beyond the facade of who people think we might be to who we really are. And that takes me to the cover of your book, your book, Reset, Six Essential Resets to a Healthier, Happier You. I love this book, and the cover just drew me in the moment I saw it. Yes, you're beautiful, but the message that you're presenting, and I look at that cover, Jackie, and a lot of people, I've actually shown your book to several people, and I'll say to them, what do you see here? And a lot of people will say, I see this woman ripping away everything that's before her. And that's true, and I love that. But Jackie, when I look at it, what I see is not a ripping away. I see you breaking through it. I see this breakthrough of the woman that always was, that just had to break through all that was standing in her way. How do you feel about that thought?
I agree with you 100%. And that's kind of how I start off in the book. It's like, I feel that when life happens to us, sometimes we don't make life happen. Sometimes we're going along and we have all these hopes and dreams and we start to accomplish them, but then life starts to happen too. As we get older, we get more responsibilities, and then we start to maybe get off track a little bit. And I start the book off saying, what did you love to do when the world didn't tell you who you are? You know, when the world didn't tell you who were you first? What was the thing that made you love being happy? And, like, for me, it was, like, simple things, you know. I love riding my bike. That brings me joy. I love, you know, just sitting on the beach, like, listening to the waves. It's the simplest things that really make us the most happy that we don't make time for anymore. And life really did take over for me. All my responsibilities for business, relationships, and everything became very unhappy and very stressful. And, you know, because I work in entertainment, I know how to present myself a certain way. You know, you can't take your stuff to work. And I think because people think you work in because you work in entertainment, people just think your life is like glitter and sparkles, you know, all day long. Mm-hmm. And that really was not the case. You know, it was, you know, for a little while. And then as things started to get really out of control, you know, you still have to maintain that facade. You know, I was a business owner, and everything that was going on inside started to manifest outside physically. And, you know, I gained a lot of weight. You know, within probably 5 years or so, I was almost 50 pounds overweight. I'd never been overweight in my life. You know, I was always an athlete. And I like to say to people, you know, it really wasn't, I felt that the physical weight was just a way of my soul and my spirit screaming at me to start paying attention. So maybe for your listeners, it may not be physical weight that manifests. You know, for me, what was going on in my spirit, my unhappiness, my depression, that manifested physically, because I think that was just the way I was going to wake up the fastest. I mean, it took me 5 years, but I woke up, right?
Well, other people may experience...
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and other people may experience different symptoms. You know, they may have migraines. They may fall ill. They may lose their hair. you know, we all react to the things that are going on inside of us differently, but God doesn't want us to be unhappy. We came here to have a wonderful journey, to love each other, to be happy, to help one another. And when your life becomes so unmanageable as mine was, you kind of don't have room for any of that because you're on a hamster wheel and you're suffering from depression, you know?
Right. And there's a spiral down. I read here one of your statements, Jackie. And by the way, callers, if we have callers, listeners, friends who would like to call in and have and ask a question, please feel free to call 347-324-5246. Press 1, and you'll go into a virtual green room, and then we will be glad to answer your questions or talk to you. If you have a comment to make, please be a part of our program today. Jackie, one of the things that when I was reading your books and some of your materials, something that just gripped me because I've felt this before, and I would say that we have a lot of people who know this feeling. In quote, you said, "I felt there was no way out. I would have rather been dead than alive. As I could see, I was just so hopeless. I could not see any way out." Take me back to that moment, because that is a powerful statement right there that I believe that everyone in life at some point or the other, not that they're suicidal, but they get to the point to where this is life. This I've worked so hard, and this is because life normally doesn't turn out the way we had it planned as a little girl when we were thinking, dreaming about Prince Charming and the pretty White House with the picket fence and all those things. And, you know, we have this thought, and when it goes off track, we can really start that spiral down. So take me back to when you felt that way, because knowing you now and the vibrant, outgoing, gregarious person that you are, to think that you were at this point in your life, talk to me about that. When was that?
So that was probably, I'm just trying to do the math, that would have been like 2011. I had closed the last business, the physical standing business, which was a spa, my ex-business partner and I, and we basically pretty much lost everything. You know, that's why I always say, like, yeah, we gave up our last business because our partners that we had partnered with went bankrupt. So we closed that last location. But I said, you know, you have to give up everything to get everything, because what happened was we closed the last location.
Wait a minute. Will you repeat that one more time? What did you just say? That's a powerful statement. You have to what? Give up?
Sometimes you have to give up everything to get everything. Because if you don't, you're not going to start anew. And that means people. That means love relationships. That might mean a job or a business. It might mean your home. You know, I literally gave up everything. So in that year, we closed the business, and then I ended up having to bankrupt the business, which was the biggest, most horrible thing that I could have ever imagined in my entire life, because it was embarrassing. It was, I sought advice from people I worked with, an attorney. You know, I'd hired an attorney, you know, really – really sound-minded, very successful people, and they all said, you need to bankrupt that business because you're never going to get out of this quick enough, and this is going to just haunt you forever if you don't just, like, rip off the Band-Aid and do it. So I had bankrupted the business. I had ended, you know, my very long relationship had ended. So my dream of, like, getting married, having a family, you know, that wasn't happening. It was obvious, you know, that was obviously not happening. And then, you know, I had all this business debt, and thank God, I never stopped doing makeup for television and, you know, all the media that I do. So at least I had my personal income still. So I put my apartment on the market to rent out. I moved in with a friend because I thought, what are the ways I can get out of all this mess? And also, let's back up a little bit. I had this serious weight gain and very unhealthy life I was living. You know, I was very, like, kind of sick. You know, I was very overweight. I was very depressed. And I was having those thoughts, like daily. You know, I'd wake up and I'd be like, I would just rather be dead than alive today. Like, how am I going to get through this day? And so, and how am I going to face all this? So the first thing I did
let's pause right there. Let's think about, let's allow our listeners to get to where you are. Let's allow them to think about where they are, because many are right there. So for our listeners, as they hear you say, I was in debt, I was depressed, I didn't know which way to turn, my body was changing because I was eating because of the emotional trauma that I was facing. So what you're saying is life was completely a wreck. You say you're miserable. You said life had become extremely off course, your words in your book, Reset.
Yes.
So, okay, so for those who are listening, who are sitting there, probably even right now crying, having tears, fighting back tears, because they're going, that's my life, and there is no hope. Before we go into the principles of the reset, tell us about the moment, because, you know, there's a quote somewhere that says, we must control our own destiny or someone else will. You know, tell me the moment when you, or was there a moment, or did it just happen? Tell me what was the U-turn? What was the light bulb? When was it that you said, no, I am not going to give up on myself. I'm not going to die like this. I'm going to pursue something different. Tell me what that was like, Jackie. Take us there, because that's what so many people need to hear, that there can be a decision-making process in our life. What did yours look like?
So my moment was one Saturday morning. I was laying in bed, and I woke up, and I heard this, like, lion roar inside of me, like, vocally woke me up. And I thought, what was that? And, I mean, the room was quiet. I was laying in bed by myself, and I got woken up. And I thought, I can't live like this anymore. I need to make change. I need to make a positive change in my life. And I had my mom saying to me, you know, I could hear her voice, like, as I'm having a million thoughts, you know, because as we think, we remember the things people say to us too. And she kept saying,
yes,
if you don't change, you're going to get sick. You need to end the things in your life that are making you unhappy. You'll be okay. You're going to get sick. Mm-hmm. You're going to get cancer. You could have a stroke. Like, because I'm, you know, when once you're in your, you know, late 30s, things happen sometimes. You know, people do have strokes. People do get cancer. I mean, we get it all tons. But she was really, really worried about me. And I remember saying to myself, I heard that lion roar, and I thought, well, thing I should do is get myself into a gym. I need to get help. And I had been, I had started therapy reluctantly, but I knew I had to do it. And I knew I needed to commit to that a little bit more as well and really start to listen to the advice people were giving me. And, you know, I think to go into, you know, to continue what we're talking about in this present moment, you know, when we are this unhappy and when life is so miserable and out of whack, it's very hard to hear the truth, and it's painful because we are, our thoughts, our actions create our present. So I was very, very guilty of everything that was in my life. I had taken the responsibility to not change anything. So my present state was a result of my behavior and not making choices. You know, I had choices to not take out that credit card for the business or not do this or not do that. But I did it, and I went against all those things, which I do talk about in my book, the GPS system, that thing that we feel inside of our soul when we know it's not the right turn, but we do it anyway. I always say that's God's GPS system. We feel it, but we do it anyway, and you get in trouble. You know, things don't, it's not the right, you know, exit to get off or the right road to go down or however you want to use the analogy. And I did that time and time again, and I, that was the result, you know. But that moment was pivotal because it awoke me. And it was almost like the beginning of that enlightenment that I needed. But the journey was long, and it was hard. but you have to just, you got to do it, though.
Right, and that's what we're going to talk about the rest of the show, but I feel like it's so important. You know, it's so easy, and we talked about this that night in New York for so long, and even in the prison ministry, but it's so easy for us to skip over the hard and the difficult and the falling in the ditch and the messing up and the overspending on the credit card and the hard, you know, it's so easy for us to just gloss over that and just, you know, talk about all the good. You know, we need, I feel like we need to talk more about the struggles that we have gone through so that we can understand that there's so much out there that God is offering us. You know, when you talk about that lion waking you up that morning, it immediately made me think of the scripture. You know, when we think about a lion, we normally go to Peter, where Peter goes, you know, the enemy comes like a lion killing, you know, to kill, steal, and destroy. But there's another roar that I think that people need to understand, that I need to remember. It's in Proverbs 28:1. The righteous are as bold as a lion. You know, there is a roar from righteousness, and it's calling us to what you said, our truth, and to really look in that mirror. I can remember, and I bet you can, as a makeup artist, you're working in mirrors, you know, with mirrors all the time. I can remember, Jackie, looking in that mirror going, I am so sick of pretending. I'm so sick of slapping makeup over all the. I wanted the makeup to reflect who I was, not turn me into another person. And so that's what I so gathered from talking to you in New York, is that you are authentic. You know, I want this show to be a platform of incredible, encouraging, equipping stories that are real and are true and are practical. And that's the reason that I wanted to have you on the show, Jackie, because that's what I see in your life. You woke up and you started making those changes, and you didn't blame others, because when we blame others, we're really just giving away our power to change ourselves. Mm-hmm. You really started taking those steps. So here in just a minute, we're going to take just a 30-second break. And then we're going to come back, Jackie, and I want us to talk about, you said here that there are six, you know, we talked about the depression, the spiral down, hitting rock bottom, so to speak, and then we talked about the morning where you woke up and you heard that lion, you heard that roar, that you heard that call that says, you've got to make a change, and it's got to be within you. And I think I remember that day in my life. I call it my 509 Brandon Mill experience, where it's like a spiritual breakdown. But we must not fear having these spiritual breakdowns or these moments where we hit rock bottom, because those are the places where great things begin to happen and great lives are built from. So, listener, as you are listening, as you're contemplating, as you're thinking, oh, I've hit rock bottom and it's horrible, no, the way down was horrible, but being there is a place to start building a whole new life. You know, God promises us in His Word that He makes us, that He can make all things new, that He creates a new creature in us, a new life, and He tells us in Romans 12:2 that we can move from being conformed to what the world says that we must do to being transformed into truth. So the next 30 minutes, Jackie, we're going to talk about these six essential resets that you have listed in your book that I love. It's the fitness, the relationships, the emotions, the finances, the appearance, and faith. So when we get back, we're going to start on faith and see how that begins to affect all this other. So, Jackie, thank you so much. Let's come back in 30 seconds, okay?
Thank you.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Coffee with Kim. My name is Kim Crable. I'm coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. My guest today is in New York City. Before we continue this incredible conversation on how to reset your life, I want to invite you to join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. We have a live devotional that is live streaming every morning, Tuesday through Friday. We'd love to have you be a part of that. Also, jump on our website to find out about our books and all the different things that we have going on. And if you dare want to come and visit with me at one of the locations where I'll be speaking, then please jump on there. You'll see I'm kind of all over the place, and I love, love, love what I do. I love being able to go out and share the mercy and the grace of a God who can take us at any moment and begin to reset our lives. So, have you ever felt like your life was in a total mess? Did you ever look in the mirror and wonder, what happened to my body? What happened to my life? Are you choking on debt or struggling to make ends meet? This is what we're talking about with our celebrity makeup artist. She's a television and radio host. She's an author. She's an executive producer, and she's a great friend to all. Jackie Phillips, again, thank you so much for joining me. Before we get started, Jackie, will you remind our listeners how they can connect with you?
Sure. They can connect with me on social media. I'm under Jackie, J-A-C-Q-U-I, J Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. So Jackie J. Phillips, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and my website is jackiephillips.tv. Again, J-A-C-Q-U-I, Phillips.tv. So they can email me, message me, you know, join my group, whatever. I'm all over
That's
the place.
That's great, Jackie. And I think that you have a book signing coming up Thursday, correct?
I do. I have my first Barnes & Noble book event in my hometown in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at South Hills Village, and I'm so excited. It's Thursday night at 7 p.m., and it's just a dream come true. It's so exciting, and I have my mom to thank. She booked the whole thing for me, so it's just unbelievable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wish I were closer to be there, but you know we'll be praying you on. I know it's going to be an incredible event. So, Jackie, you've written this incredible book called Reset and how to come back into your life and really, really take charge. You know, when I read your book, it's almost like my first book, Burdens and Blessings. People always say about my book, Kim, you do not allow anyone to have any excuses. And that's what I found in your book. It's an excuse free. I'm not going to blame other people. I'm not going to hold grudges against other people. I'm going to take charge of my life and allow Christ and the principles of this around me to really reset me to live the life that I know that I want. You say that one of your scriptures that really helped you the most is Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Jackie, tell me, how much of your faith has affected your resetting of your entire life?
My faith has been affected. I mean, it's 100%. It's all because of my faith. It's because of my faith that I had the courage to reset, because like we talked about in the first half, I would say most people have those suicidal thoughts or those very depressive thoughts at times. And my faith allowed me to kind of, you know, get over it and, you know, take some action steps. But my faith has always been a very important part of my life. But what I realized in my reset, and I talk about this very openly, you know, I always had strong faith. I've always loved God, but I never had a real relationship with God until this part of my life. And I went to Catholic school, so we learned the fear of God. In those years, we didn't learn about Jesus the way people learn and love Jesus now. We learned, you know, he's the Son of God and, you know, the stories, but not like today where you have a real relationship with Jesus. So I did that, you know, during my reset. I really learned, you know, I attend a Bible study. I really sewed into my faith and got to know God in a different way, because I realized that I knew I had a purpose. You know, I've always known there was a purpose for my life, but I just could not figure out what it was. And I felt like it was so important now looking back. I needed to get, like, flattened, you know, like run over, because if I wouldn't have had all that stuff happen to me and basically, like, gotten shaken to death and, like, you know, gave up everything to get everything, like I always say, I would have never been able to, like, see through the fog and be able to, like, sit still, heal, listen, and figure out what God was going to do in my life. And the things I'm doing now, never in a million years, even 3 years ago, I would have never, ever imagined writing all these books and speaking in prisons and attending, you know, speaking to children and all the things I have coming up. I never saw that for my life. And I'm in my 40s, so it's not like, you know, I'm a really young girl in their 20s where, like, you know, you have the world, like, at your feet. This is, like, a next chapter in my life. So I want to encourage your listeners, like, it is so worth, you know, getting close to God, giving God a chance to lead your steps. Let God use you. But you're not going to be able to let God use you unless you clean up your life and give yourself a chance to find your purpose. And it's never too late.
I love that. You're right. It's never too late. And today could be the day. And I love that. I love what you said, that you kind of always – one of the things that I teach about so many times, Jackie, is it's, we all believe in God. You know, we believe in Him. Of course there's God. But believing in Him and believing Him, having a relationship enough with Him that we can believe Him, is totally different. It's probably one of the greatest spiritual journeys we'll ever make, to where we sit and go, yes, God, you know, I want you in my life. I want you to be the one that I believe no matter what is coming at me. And I like that you said that's what gave me the courage. It was that fundamental belief in Jesus, that He does love me, He does accept me. And then you went on to say, and I love this, because in your Jackie way, you quoted Ephesians 3:20. You were talking about, I would have never dreamed that I would be doing what I'm doing now. I never thought that this could even be possible. And now we're moving over into where God wants us to go, because His word says in Ephesians 3:20, that glory be to Him, because of His power at work within us, we can go and do beyond anything that we ever even imagined or even think to ask. And, you know, this is not some little positive platitude or some, you know, positive mantra. This is God's word that is a promise in our lives. So we believe Him, have a relationship with Him, but we still have to take the steps, right? And that's what your book is about. It's taking those steps. We still have to engage and work. And you said it's not easy, but you did it. So that must mean it's pretty manageable. So let's go into that and talk about that a little bit. Jackie, which one would you like to go into first? It has the fitness, the relationships, the emotions, finance, appearance. Which of those resets? All of these are resets that you talk about, correct?
Yes. I would love to go into fitness first, but I do want to say one thing in turn of what you just said. You know, I had people praying over me, praying with me, and I had several people telling me way prior to writing these books that I would be doing this, and I laughed at them. And I said, oh, not me. You're crazy. And they're like, nope, I'm telling you. So I do believe that God sends these spiritual messengers in forms of friends or family or strangers even. And they say these really beautiful gold nuggets to you of encouragement. And you always remember them, you know. And now looking back, I can, like, think of all those different moments that, you know, my friend John Lupo, my publisher, Wendy Walters, all these people that were like, you're not going to just write a book. You're going to have multiple books. You're going to be doing book signings and speaking. And I would say, you're crazy. And here we are. And it's 3 years later. You know, it's not like it's, you know, 20 years. I mean, it's just a few years. So God really works quick once you start listening. Not all the time, but, you know,
right.
certain things. I think that if you listen and you do the work, it does happen mm-hmm. for you. But
well,
fitness and faith, fitness and health, yeah.
But and before we go there, this made me think of something that I think that maybe one or two or 100 of our listeners need to hear is when you think about your life and you think about what you did go through to get to where you are now. Honestly, wouldn't you do it all over again to have the knowledge base? To be able to have the materials in your mind that you've walked through to write the books that are truly, if not, these are not things that, scenarios that you're supposing could happen to someone. You've walked it. You walked the depression. You walked the weight gain. You walked the bankruptcy. There's something to be said for that. To me, I want to hear those who've actually walked through it because I know that there's just an authenticity there. There's a realness there. There's something there that helps me believe them. So for those who are in a really horrible space right now, for them to understand that with Christ, with where they are, with accepting where they are, with resetting, with looking at those burdens and going after the blessings, that at one time you can arrive at a place in your life where you can look back and say, I wouldn't change a thing. It was worth going through all of it so that I could truly be a help to those around me. Do you agree, Jackie?
I agree 100% because this, you know, going through everything, I've always been a very compassionate person and I can feel people. You know, I grew up in a restaurant and bar, so I've been around people since I was a baby. So I have that gift of really having that kind of compassion, empathy for others, and, you know, just kind of being able to be a chameleon and, you know, meet them where they are, so to speak.
Yes.
But this has given me a very different kind of compassion because when you go through it, you look at things differently. You totally look at things with a different set of eyes because you remember how it was, you know. And
absolutely.
You can be a better encourager. Because of it, too.
Absolutely. And I'd whole lot rather have someone talking to me that's been through it. And then I don't know, there's a trust in that. It's just something that makes me scoot in a little bit closer and maybe listen a little bit better. So let's mm-hmm. go on and talk about this. So you want to go into, you said, what first? The fitness, right? You want to go into fitness.
I think the fitness would be good. You know, that was my starting point.
Okay, yes. Now remind our listeners the six essential resets that you have listed in your book.
The six essential resets are fitness and health is one, relationships, emotions, finances, appearance, and faith. And I reset all six of them. But not everybody needs to, Kim. Not everybody
right.
in life was a total hot mess like mine, you know, was. So.
Well, you have us all covered then. So let's go into, because you said the first thing that you went to, and I do believe that after faith, that it really is the fitness, because there's something that about getting the temple, getting your body in shape or not really, or healthier to be able to do with it what needs to be done. So talk to us about resetting our fitness, Jackie.
So I did fitness first. Actually, I did. The faith was a walk, which we can get to later.
Yes.
But the
yes.
fitness I did because I realized that my whole life I had been, you know, an athlete, a very active person, and I'd lost that. And so I felt like the, you know, the Holy Spirit was saying to me, God was saying to me that day I heard that line roar, if you can get your body back and get physically strong, fall off, like all that weight will fall off. And the weight I speak of, yes, as it was physical, but the weight that needed to really fall off was spiritual weight. And in order to be able to do that, I needed to feel good and feel healthy and feel strong. And so for me, that was being active. That was getting back in that gym and getting to know that girl I always knew my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was going to be hard. And I mean, my gosh, I used to be able to, well, now I can bench pretty heavy again. But in the day, you know, high school, college, I could bench my own weight, you know, and weight. Mm-hmm. And I could barely do a push-up. And, like, how do you go from that to that? You know, and I remember going to the gym and I'd cry, you know, midway in the gym and go to the bathroom because I was like so mad at myself. And I thought, how did I let it get to this? You know, what happened to me? Where did that girl go? And how did I lose her? It was like I lost her hand and lost her in the mall and never saw her again, you know.
Wow.
And so I knew she was in there. And then, you know, by keeping going, It was like I started to get some self-confidence back because it was little things. So I say in the book, too, like, you're not going to do a marathon in a week. You know, you need, like, months to really prepare for a marathon. So you have to celebrate the small moments. And that small moment could be, like, I could do 2 push-ups now. I can walk 5 times around the track. Like, you have to set goals that you can achieve. Otherwise, you're not going to be accountable. Because as soon as you fail, you're going to want to give up. So if you have small goals that are attainable and you stay accountable, in 6 months, you're going to be like, holy mackerel, look at me. You know, I lost 40 pounds, like, I don't know, maybe it was like 6 to 9 months. And I was like,
I want one of those moments. I want that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a quote of yours. Holy mackerel, look at me. I'm going to live for that moment, girl.
Yeah, that's like a Pennsylvania thing. Yeah, holy mackerel.
I love it.
But,
I love it.
Yeah, so that was kind of it. You know, I knew if I could just do little things. And, you know, I paid for a babysitter. I joined this amazing place, which I still go to all these years later. It's called Body Culture. And I say I pay for a babysitter because, for me, I need to work out with people. You know, I always played sports, and I can work out on my own, and I can, you know, do it. But I enjoy having someone, you know, be there. And so it's like kind of a group fitness place. And that way you go, and, you know, there's that energy there, and you're with other people, and there's a camaraderie, and people are cheering you on. And so if you can't afford it, even go to the Y. Like, it's, I think, sometimes very helpful just to be around others when you're doing that journey.
Absolutely.
So you have that positive reinforcement, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. I love what you said. And listeners, I hope you hear that. She said, start in small steps. If you look in the mirror and go, you know, I'm going to completely transform my life in 6 weeks, you're just set yourself up for success. Success breeds success. You know, say I'm going to walk 5 minutes, you know, 3 times a week or whatever it is. But I love what you said, that you set the small goals so that you can then celebrate the moments. That's powerful right there. What are some of the ways that you celebrated when you were meeting these little goals, as you were meeting the small goals that you were setting? Jackie, what's a celebration look like?
Well, I did my first half marathon. So within that 9 months, like, let's just say I started like December, so it was almost like 10 months. That September, I did a half marathon with my girlfriend from college for my one friend's son for his autism. We raised money for autism. And I never, ever would ever have wanted to do a half marathon. Like, I like to run, but not that much. And but we did it, you know, we did it. And that was a really big moment in my life because it was never a dream, but it was something, you know, really positive, and to share that with my friends, and they all knew my struggle. So it was a big deal to do that half marathon, you know.
Of course it was. Yes. Jackie, we're getting down to close to just maybe about 10 minutes left, and I hope that everyone who's listening will go to Barnes & Noble or go to any bookstore or go to Amazon and order your book. It's called Reset, Six Essential Resets to a Healthier, Happier You. Or they will call you to come speak at their place or whatever, all the many ways that you can minister to them. But before we close and before we get to where we have to rush, I want something has just crossed my mind that I feel like that you could speak to so well. I feel that there are so many people out there who are now where we once were.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest step in moving ahead is believing that you can. Right? It's a hope that you can. I would like for you, if you will, to speak to our audience who are thinking, well, it may work for everyone else, but it can't work for me. You don't understand how far down I've gone. I believe that you do, but based on what your story, and I know I've hit complete rock bottom, shattered.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to them something, nuggets. You talk about the nuggets that people would give to you that you held on to. They were your cheerleaders. They were the ones who saw in you your greatness, God's greatness in you, before you could even fathom that. Jackie, take a few minutes and speak to these people who think, I just don't think it's for me. What would you say to them this morning?
Well, I would say yes to opportunity. Sometimes when people see the greatness in you, they ask you to do things. And I think we get so busy in our life that we don't say yes, or we don't believe that we can do what they're asking us to do. So say yes mm-hmm. to opportunity, even if you don't know how to do it. At that moment when I was going through my reset, I said yes to the opportunity to host on a show called Join Our Town on TBN. Now, I had a little bit of experience, but not really much. And I thought, I have no idea on God's green earth what I'm doing, but I'm going to say yes. Because there's no way that God would have brought this to me and left me in the darkness. I mean, hello, that's like such an incredible opportunity. And I knew that I was getting the opportunity because I was being prepared for something, which I think I'm still being prepared for. So I would say say yes to opportunity and believe when people tell you things. And I also think that journaling is so important. And that's why I have like all these workbook questions in my book, because I want my book, Reset, to be a way for you to get to know you again. Because there's something so valuable and powerful when you write things down. When you write it down, it becomes real, but it also loses the power. Because it's cathartic, you know.
Yes.
I wrote this one thing. This is, I mean, a lot of things I've written that have come through me, I've loved. But this one thing is really the most precious to me. And it's the beginning of chapter 9, which is how I end the book. And it's hope, the breath of fresh air God breathes into our souls. Hope is the heartbeat of our spirits. That enriches our life. Hope whispers, try another time, and renews our strength to keep going. And I think that in a nutshell is what Reset's all about, is giving yourself hope again, giving yourself the belief that you can do it. I had a few core friends that helped me that would say to me, you know, keep going. You're meant to do more. This is just a moment. You're going to use this pain for purpose. And I believe them. And, you know, if you have a couple friends, just a few, don't have a lot, be careful who you share your dreams with. Because if you share your dream with the wrong person, they're going to tell you you can't do it. And if you're not a strong person yet, you're going to believe them, and you may never fulfill that dream that God put in your soul and planted on your heart.
Exactly. What a great point. Yes.
Yeah, and I think you have to break up with friends. You know, you're not going to reset. There's a reason you're in this moment, and the people surrounding you are helping you stay there a lot of times. So I recommend really taking a real account of who you're surrounding yourself with and you need to let go of relationships. I did. I've let go of a lot of relationships. And, you know, the healthier you get, you don't have to break up with those friends. Those people don't want to be around you. They're just going to fall like flies. They are.
Right.
And and it doesn't mean you can't still love them, you know, send them love, pray for them, but they don't need to be in your day-to-day, and you should not be sharing your most intimate things with them, because a lot of times they just want to crush your spirit. People like us a lot of times that are negative, where we were, when they, we need them, whatever, but they don't want to celebrate you in your victory. So be aware of those kinds of negative influences in your life, because to have a really good reset, you need to have created a better support system around you. So they celebrate your victory. They want to lift you up, not break you down. That's the nugget, I would say.
That was a powerful word to someone today, because we really can be held down by negative thinking and negative people, or maybe even people who don't see the greatness that God has put inside us. And I guess that's why the Bible tells us to select our friends carefully. And they really are the cheerleaders that I call them, the pat and pushers, the ones who pat us right where we are, love us right where we are, but know us well enough to gently push us on to what God has created us to be, to our purpose and our plan in life.
It's true. And, you know, because we're, if I could say anything today, you know, what I know for sure about me is, you know, I'm an encourager. Like, that's my gift.
Yeah.
And we are here to love one another. We're here to love ourselves. And we're here to extend the love to others so we can let God use us. Period. End of story.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have, like, all these gifts. Everybody has a different one. Use it. Use it in a loving way, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Use it in a loving way. Well, as we begin to wind down, Jackie, would you please remind everyone one more time how they can get in touch with you, because I'm sure, or at least how they can get your book, Reset.
Well, they can get in touch with me. My website is jackiephillips.tv. So it's JACQUIPHILLIPS.TV. And all my social media is Jackie J. Phillips. And I do spell Jackie uniquely because I'm Jacqueline. So it's JACQUIJ Phillips. So, I just, reset is so important. And God really did put this book through me. I can't really take credit other than listening and doing it. And, you know, I want to say something. I let this book out. We released it the end of last year, and I had so many dreams that I wanted to fulfill with this book. But God's timing is everything. And looking back, I realized I wasn't ready for what I'm doing right now then. So definitely don't get frustrated if God, I mean, I'm saying, you know, to your listeners, don't get frustrated if everything doesn't happen like yesterday, because I'm very impatient too, and I want everything yesterday. But when the time is right, you know, like the Bible verse, the Lord will make it happen. And I am testament to that, because so many things in my life, I'll do the project, I'll get ready, and then I'm in the wait. But there's power in that weight, and there's a purpose in that weight. So enjoy
absolutely.
The weight and learn in the weight, you know.
Absolutely. I did a teaching on waiting last week on my I do a weekly live devotional at facebook.com/rosesandrainbows, and my lesson last week was a 3-part series on waiting, you know, and why we're to wait, you know, the purpose in waiting, what to do while we're waiting. Waiting is a good place. Waiting is such a place of being prepared, because God doesn't throw us out until he does prepare us. I love the example of, you know, when my boys were young, you know, they're adults now, they're almost in their 30s, but I remember when they were 2 or 3 years old, they would love for me to give them the key to the cars, because they thought they could drive, right? Well, I was going to eventually give them a car, but they had to mature. They had to age. They had, you know, it's the same with us. We think we can do everything that's out there. That's our good heart and our good intention. But God has to wait for us to mature before he can give us the keys to the kingdom, to the keys, to whatever it is that he has birthed in us to be done. And he has birthed us to do great things. Every person that is listening, God has said, I have born you, I purposed you, you were born with a great purpose, Jeremiah 29:11. And he says, you know, even while you were in the womb, I knew who you were. I know the plans that I have for you. And he mm-hmm. gives us those plans in daily opportunities, these small steps of creating and making ourselves better so that we can be what he calls us as the ambassadors of Christ. Jackie, I cannot thank you enough for being on the show today. The hour flew by, which I knew it would. I just want to honor you and thank you for the life that you're living, that the one that you have is so anointed and appointed by God to go out and to show those around you that with Christ all things are possible. But we must continue to do the daily steps and the hard work. So I just thank you again, sweet friend, for joining me. And for all of you listeners, I want to tell you that please grab the book. There is a practical application of what to do next. Jackie, 30 seconds. What would you say? Like, how would you like to sign off to our listeners? What would you like to say?
I just want people to always have the courage to reset. And I always say, please bloom, which means believe love of ourselves matters, because you matter. Mm. God put you on this planet for a purpose. We all have unique divine gifts, but we need to take time to sow into ourselves, sow into God, so we can be used for the greater purpose of what he had planned for us. So
thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And for my listeners,
thank you so much
for joining us. My name is Kim Crable. You've been on Coffee with Kim, and I will just invite you to believe in yourself and go share a nugget with someone. Help those around you to also confront whatever is holding them back and help them to conquer and live the life that Christ created for all of us to live. Goodbye, everybody. See you next week on Coffee with Kim. Bye, everyone.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit KimCrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit KimCrable.com.